Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than one night show.
A proud service of Moron Industries, from Moron Incorporated, from our morons to your morons. It's time for Moron Entertainment. Is his situation still not active? Oh, that's right. He's in New York today. I forgot. Dean Richards live from New York on Moron Entertainment. Good morning, Dean.
Steve, I'm at the Moron Industries New York office.
Right, the East Coast.
Opened. Yes. Our East Coast division that just opened on Madison Avenue here. In New York City, and people, there may be no city that loves morons more than New York City.
No question. He's not wrong. By the way, our moron office on Madison is a hot dog cart.
Ooh.
Yeah, right out in front. Yep.
Delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, you can get entertainment news and halal beef sandwich here.
Halal! Mark Carman's in for Dave Ennett this week, Dean, and as you know, he's getting married. And
when is that? Because I'm supposed to prepare my speech, I think, right?
November 30th, Dean. Get it ready, pal. Appreciate
okay.
it.
All right.
A helpful texter from the 219 says, Mark, hurry up and lock her down. Get to the courthouse today. Still do the big fancy, but seal the deal. Mark, you know I love you, but seriously, today.
Settle down, texter, please.
Some concerns.
Relax.
Dean, what are you doing in New York?
I'm here to interview the cast of a movie that I saw last night that's called Blinded by the Light. Have you seen commercials for this?
Is this a Springsteen movie?
This is the Bruce Springsteen movie. It is about a London teenager of Pakistani descent. His family is very old school Pakistani. They want to stay in the, even though they live in London, they want to stay in the traditions of their native country. And all this young teenager wants to do is write and explore and live a life outside of Pakistani culture. He feels very repressed by his extremely very, very strict father. And one day when at school, somebody gives him a cassette, something that Steve still uses to jam on music all the time, by the way.
Well, one of my cars still has an 8-track.
Steve, you know, often down the halls of WGN, I'm like, Steve, take the Walkman off for a minute. Turn the cassette off for a second. I want to talk to you. This young teenager gets a cassette of Bruce Springsteen, and his life is changed. But even though the music is born in the USA and is about American stories, this young man is moved by the universality of Bruce Springsteen lyrics and becomes a Bruce Springsteen fanatic. It changes his life. It's such a beautiful, charming, lovely movie. And this is becoming kind of the year of these little movies, like the Beatles movie yesterday that came out. Not that it was little, but the Elton John movie Rocket Man is certainly one of those two. But it's becoming a very musical musical year. This movie is so charming. There's not one star in the movie.
Can I ask you a stupid question, though? Stu, here's a stupid question. Did Bruce Springsteen write Blinded by the Light for Manfred Mann?
Yeah, I guess he did. I never knew that until I saw this movie last night.
That song probably has the most misunderstood lyrics of all time. It's Blinded by the Light, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. And if you knew that, you're Manfred Mann.
I had to look up what deuce meant.
Yeah.
It was like a car.
Right. And nobody thought it was deuce. It's just... Dean, you used to play that a lot on the old jazz station, didn't you?
Oh, we played the Kenny G version of Blinded by the Light all the time. That sax solo in the middle of it. It was smooth. All I can say was it was smooth.
Hey, when you get back to town, this Friday is your big back-to-school WGN TV Kids Fair.
I hear you're going to be there.
We will have the entire show there live, right in the parking lot. Do we need to bring anything?
No, not really.
I mean, we got to bring crap to plug in so we get on the air. But I mean, other than that,
you need equipment. We can't guarantee that any of it's going to work, as we found out over the past week. But I assume you're going to be probably in a tent, something like that, something covered by the sun.
Because of my bald head, I think we should probably be front and center. I mean, wherever you guys are, I think we should be right in front of you.
Dean's going to bring back hot dogs from New York.
Yeah, I don't know that you want that. I really don't know that you want that. They only change the water once a year, and that was back in the spring.
It can't be any unhealthier than me bringing it back on a long, airline flight, waiting for 3 days before serving it to her.
That's a good call. Just wrap it up, stuff in a bag. It's this Friday, the 18th. Wow, 18. You've been to every one, haven't you?
I have.
18th annual Back to School Kids Fair, 6 to 9 a.m. Bradley Place, WGN TV Studios, here in Chicago, wherever you are around America. Start driving in now.
Yeah, really. Get there early because, we give away school supplies and free immunizations and just all kinds of merchandise from some of our fine clients. There's
health screenings, right? So, like, I can go up behind the kids and go, kids, get your cholesterol checked. You never know.
Right.
That type of thing?
Yeah, you're going to have Steve going around going, can somebody check me for a hernia? Now, that's not right. At a children's event, that's not a good thing to do.
By the way, if you want info or directions, here's what you do. You can get this sent right to your phone, 97999. Just text FAIR to 97999. You can also go to WGNradio.com/events.
Yeah, you're going to be amazed that it's a madhouse. There's all kinds of people there because people are trying to get free stuff for their kids for back to school. So, plus we have entertainment. We've got, all kinds of stuff. It's a blast every year.
You know, Michael Heideman. Michael, come in here for a second. Jump on this microphone. Michael Heideman is going to be leaving this show and going back to doing a night show thing here soon. Michael, before you leave the show, I think we should just probably exploit you as much as possible. So downstairs, Michael, speaking of school supplies, there's like four bins in a school supply drive here in the building. Mm-hmm. And the bins are completely empty when I walked in. So I think we need to seed the bins. So do me a favor, go downstairs and report back to me in the next segment what they need, and then I'm going to have you go to the office supply closet here and steal stuff and take it downstairs and give it away.
Wow, that's very, very nice of you. Yeah,
we're going to go full Robin Hood.
Wow.
Well, Robin that's Staples nice, Hood.
Will the notebooks say Steve Cochran?
Yeah, some kids are going to be really grateful for writing on Kathy and Judy notebooks when they go back.
Well, maybe we can pass the hat and we can all go over to CVS and get some notebooks or something and then put them in the bin.
Nah. Let's start by stealing our own stuff.
That sounds good.
All right. So give me a list. All right. When we come back, speaking of a listing, we've got Tyrese. I'm often confused for Tyrese. I'd be walking down the street. People go, Steve? And I go, no, it's Tyrese.
Yo, bro.
Olivia Newton-John. And you got a honey of a deal today?
Well, that's part of what I'm doing here. I'm doing interviews here in New York, but I thought while I was here, I got a couple of real estate listings also, and I've got a New York honey of a deal for you today.
Madman Drummers, Bummers, Indians in the Summer with a Teenage Diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I tripped the merry-go-round. What the hell was Springsteen on when he wrote that?
Yet, in this movie, there's a scene in this movie where this London teenager talks about this song and how it exactly reflects what's going on in his life, and it actually brought me to tears. It was so moving.
Wow.
It was so moving and touching.
8:20, more with Dean in just a second. You're listening to More on Entertainment, the Steve Cochran Show.
You'll be calling his name. Dean Richards.
Sponsored by Ravinia. We go back to New York City.
Steve, the song Blinded by the Light was written and recorded by Bruce Springsteen, first appeared on his 1973 debut album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Huh. Didn't know that. Did not know that. Hey, we have breaking show business news of a sad note, but what a fine run Toni Morrison had. The great author, the great writer. Toni Morrison has passed at 88 years old, probably known best for Beloved, which became an Oprah Winfrey movie, if you remember, in the late 80s or early 90s. But that's just coming down. All right, sponsored by Ravinia, we continue with the rest of the show business. What's Tyrese upset about?
Tyrese the actor who has appeared in all the Fast and Furious movies since the second one. There have now been eight. Threw some shade at Dwayne The Rock Johnson yesterday for his movie Hobbs and Shaw, which is a spinoff of Fast and Furious. The Dwayne Johnson character and the Jason Statham character, Hobbs and Shaw, were introduced a couple of Fast and Furious movies ago. They've spun them off into their own movie, which became the number one movie this past weekend. So Tyrese Gibson on Instagram yesterday posts something that says that it's not respectful to break away from the family.
Shut up.
It's exact quote. Exact quote, let me find it here, is that...
This has got to be a stunt to sell more tickets. Tyrese isn't that stupid.
I have to show my respect. He tried and attacked me for speaking out. Breaking up the family clearly doesn't have the value that one would assume it does.
But Dean, so, this has been ongoing between him and The Rock because he was so upset that The Rock wouldn't come back and do another movie with him, right?
Yeah, there was talk about that, and also talk that The Rock wasn't getting along with Vin Diesel. So I don't know, you know, if it's all real. I don't know if it's all, you know, showbiz hype. You know,
well, he sounds like a show business idiot. Breaking away from the family, it's a movie. It's going to make more money, and you're just sorry you're not in on the back end of it. I mean, I'm not here to defend The Rock, but don't be an idiot.
I think The Rock's above it, though. He seems to be about positivity.
He very much is. That's very true in real life. That's very, very true.
What does this mean for our first moron entertainment movie? I probably shouldn't even announce this now, but now I'm fired up. It's not Fast and Furious. Dean and I are producing Slow and Sleepy. Slow and Sleepy will be our first moron entertainment full feature-length film. And is this going to hurt us?
Yeah, we haven't. The reason we haven't brought this up yet because we haven't decided which one is slow and which one is sleepy.
I was about to ask.
We're still working that out. Our agents are still working that out. My agent just keeps telling me, "Why don't you write a book about it?"
It's funnier than you know. Little Mermaid, the musical.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those TV musicals that. Ratings-wise, has not done that well, the last couple of TV musicals. But yesterday, ABC announced that they're going to do a live musical TV version of Little Mermaid that will star Halle Bailey. Not Halle Berry, but Halle Bailey will also star the little girl that starred in the starring voice in Moana, Auli Cravajo. She will star as Ariel in this. Queen Latifah is going to be in it. Shaggy, not from the cartoons, will be Sebastian the Crab in this. But that's going to be on in November, they announced.
Wait, are you saying that auditions already took place then?
Sounds like it.
Auditions and casting, yes.
This
is a huge bummer.
Why? Oh, for you.
Yeah.
You wanted to be the mermaid?
Well, not so much the mermaid. Yeah, Flounder.
Yeah, because last year for Halloween, when we all had to dress up, Super Joe was in a crab suit all morning.
Oh.
Wasn't he an octopus?
Was he?
Well, I think you were.
Were you a crab or an octopus?
Yeah, squid, octopus, one of those.
He was calamari.
A bunch of arms.
He was calamari, more grilled than deep fried.
You're going to find this out as Abigail Grace grows, but Halle Bailey, along with her twin, Chloe...
Hallie and Chloe Bailey,
yes,
the Baileys?
Yes, they sang at the Super Bowl this last time.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, the anthem. It was really incredible, but they're huge. Like, all the little girls love them.
They are fabulous. Super good.
Talented, beautiful, everything.
Okay, well, that's a good tip for me. I'm writing it down right now so I look smart.
And also, the good news on that is that Super Joe, in his squid costume, whatever, can still get a job at a seafood restaurant standing out on the sidewalk. Trying now to get people to come in at lunchtime.
When it's super hot, waving one of those signs.
Yeah.
all you can eat popcorn shrimp inside. That type of thing. Right.
I'm not sure that they'll take me back, though. That's the problem.
Hey, I didn't know crustaceans had beards.
Yes, they do. Olivia Newton-John's sick again. This is not a good story.
Yeah, this is definitely not a good story. Olivia Newton-John, who has... battled cancer three times, now has been diagnosed again with stage four cancer. They have not revealed what kind of cancer that it is, but stage four, a fourth time, not very good. In an interview that she did, she said that we know we're going to die at some point. We just don't know when. When you're given a cancer diagnosis, you're suddenly given the possibility of a time limit. So every day is a gift. How about that? Having a positive attitude about a you know, very dire diagnosis. She is 70 years old. She's done it three times. You know, and miracles happen all the time, and advances happen all the time in cancer care. So, you know, all we can do is wish her the best.
I had such a crush on her when I was a kid. Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, big time. And I met her a few times. An incredibly sweet lady.
Aww.
Yeah, really genuine, nice person.
Way.
Yeah.
Did you say, when you met her, did you say to her that you were hopelessly devoted to her?
No, but I did sort of dance around her, snapping my fingers, going, "Some loving had me a blast." She said, "Stop it already."
And then you say, "You're the one that I want."
All right, time now for what you know you've come here for. Not for the rest of the moron entertainment. You want a sweet real estate deal. What do you got, Dean?
Well, here in New York, I came to close my representing Wendy Williams. She's selling her New Jersey mansion. You may have heard that she's going through an ugly divorce with her estranged ex, whose name is Kevin Hunter.
Yeah, I thought they got back together yesterday or something. Is that all a rumor?
No, they're not back together. That is definitely a rumor. Okay. They are very definitely not together. In fact, I saw her on a local New York morning TV show this morning saying that all she wants from Kevin Hunter is a swift divorce.
Wow. Yeah, so, that doesn't sound back together.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as not reunion talk. But they lived for a decade in Livingston, New Jersey. Steve, maybe you know where that is in the New York area.
Not far. Yeah, not far from the city.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of a stone's throw.
Yep.
But they have a lovely five-bedroom, five-bath, 5,700-square-foot home that is gorgeous. There are pictures of it. The only thing that's odd is Wendy Williams has talked about how she is a fan of the color black, and that a lot of the rooms are all painted black. They're colored black. The wood has been stained black. It's a very like striking black and white home. So I don't know if that's going to be a setback for anyone or not.
Well, it's a quick trip to Home Depot. Now, here's the deal. I am not, I don't want to live in Jersey. I've lived in Jersey before. I don't want to live in Jersey, but I see this as a solid investment. So let's go to the wallet. 20, 40, 60, 75. I'm a little light today. I got $79. Carms, you in on this?
100%.
How much?
62.
All right, that's $141. G, you want some action on this?
Don't look at me. I got 75 cents.
All right, that's $141.75.
Put 75 cents in.
Super Joe, you've been a solid investor lately. Anything on your end?
I got $3 as long as we can put lights in the room that are painted black.
$144.75, and you pay for the light bulbs. Okay, I want you to tell them you've got a cash offer, homie.
Wendy is asking $1.8 million for this house, but I will. What was the total you had?
$170, $175. Was that what it was?
Yeah. She said, I saw her on TV. She wants to get this divorce over with.
Well, this is a fast way to fast track it. Take the money.
Yeah, her loss, her pain is, it could be your loss on this. So I'm going to put the deal in for you today.
All right, you'll let me know.
I will let you know right away.
All right, get back safely, my fellow moron.
I'll see you back in town tomorrow.
That's Dean. Moron Entertainment, a service of Moron Industries.